You're listening to SBS News.
The pandemic is accelerating. It took 67 days from the first reported case to reach the first 100,000 cases. 11 days for the second 100,000 cases. And just 4 days for the third 100,000.
That's a grim warning from Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, about the global spread of COVID-19. Dr. Tedros says while it's possible to change the trajectory of the coronavirus pandemic, it requires a more aggressive, coordinated approach. He also says there are alarming reports of large numbers of healthcare workers contracting the virus while treating the sick. That's the case in Spain, where COVID-19 has infected nearly 4,000 healthcare workers, making up more than 12% of the 33,000 known cases in the country. The country has also recorded its highest daily death toll, with 462 people dying in the past 24 hours, taking its total to almost 2,200. Neighbouring France has also seen a sharp rise in fatalities, with 186 new deaths recorded in the past 24 hours, taking the toll there to 860. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe says the virtual lockdown imposed earlier this month to slow the spread of COVID-19 could last several more weeks, with his government tightening restrictions even further.
Going out to go for a walk with your children or do some exercise will have to be in a 1 kilometre radius from the house, maximum for 1 hour, and of course alone, and only once a day. I insist on these rules. It means people will have to put a date and a time on the permission form they have to carry when they go out. It's essential that these rules must be strictly respected by everyone, and I'm calling on everyone to be responsible.
It's a similar story in the Czech Republic, where more than 1,200 cases of COVID-19 have been recorded and one person has died. In extending its restrictions on movement and other activities until at least the 1st of April, the Czech government says people who had been allowed to commute to their jobs in Austria and Germany will now have to stay abroad to work or be quarantined, while all foreigners will be barred from entering the country. Britain has also increased its restrictions on movement, as the number of coronavirus-related deaths in the country passes 330. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ordered people to stay at home, saying the only exceptions to leave are to shop for basic necessities, for a medical need, to exercise once a day while observing social distancing, to provide care, or to travel to and from work where absolutely necessary.
You should not be meeting friends. If your friends ask you to meet, you should say no. You should not be meeting family members who do not live in your home. You should not be going shopping except for essentials like food and medicine. And you should do this as little as you can. And use food delivery services where you can. If you don't follow the rules, the police will have the powers to enforce them, including through fines and dispersing gatherings.
Elsewhere in Europe, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's initial test for coronavirus has come back negative, although she is expected to undergo further tests. It comes a day after the 65-year-old leader went into quarantine after her doctor tested positive to COVID-19. Meanwhile, Italy, home to the world's largest coronavirus outbreak outside China, has recorded a smaller increase in new cases for the second straight day. In the last 24 hours, Italy has recorded nearly 700 fewer new cases of COVID-19 than the day before. The number of deaths also didn't rise by as much, but officials caution it's too soon to know if Italy's at the beginning of a positive trend. Mainland China has also reported a drop in its daily tally of new coronavirus cases, reversing 4 straight days of increases. Authorities there say all the new cases involve travellers arriving from overseas, many of them Chinese students returning home. It's similar in Myanmar, where the country's first two confirmed cases of coronavirus involve citizens returning from the United States and Britain. Meanwhile, the South African government says it will impose a nationwide 21-day lockdown from midnight local time on Thursday to contain its COVID-19 outbreak. More than 400 cases of coronavirus have so far been recorded in the country. President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africans will still be able to leave their homes to buy food or get medical care.
The nationwide lockdown is necessary to fundamentally disrupt the chain of transmission across society. I have accordingly directed the South African National Defence Force to be deployed to support the South African Police Service in ensuring that the measures we are announcing are implemented.
In the US, the number of reported coronavirus cases has risen to 43,000, with at least 500 deaths. Despite this, President Donald Trump insists the country's COVID-19 outbreak will be short-lived. While experts have suggested the US will need to remain shut down for at least 3 to 4 months to ensure the measures put in place to curb the spread of the virus work effectively, Mr. Trump insists the country will soon reopen for business.
We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing, and essentially we're referring to the timing of the opening, essentially the opening of our country, because we have it pretty well shut down in order to get rid of this invisible enemy.
Elsewhere, Iran has reported a further 127 deaths from COVID-19, bringing its total to more than 1,800. The nation is battling the worst outbreak in the region and has been criticised by many for not imposing stricter measures early on. Meanwhile, in Syria, people have rushed to stock up on food and fuel amid fears authorities will resort to even stricter measures after reporting the first coronavirus infection in the country. The arrival of the global pandemic in Syria and in the Gaza Strip has raised concerns COVID-19 could spread unchallenged through some of the Middle East's most vulnerable areas. Amy Hall, SBS News.